This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of our series, Common Mistakes in Ramadan. The point that I want to share with you today is regard to as-suhoor. As-suhoor is such a blessing thing. That Ibn al-Mundhir, rahimahullah, a great scholar, said there is a consensus among the Muslim scholars that is highly recommended to have suhoor. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tasaharu fa inna fi suhoori baraka. Or fi suhoori baraka. Make sure that you do suhoor, you eat suhoor. Suhoor means the late supper, the food that you eat, preparing yourself for fasting next day. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that suhoor there is baraka, a blessing. SubhanAllah, it is a blessing. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people will continue in goodness as long as they hasten their iftar and delayed their suhoor. Delayed their suhoor, as Imam Ahmad rahimahullah reported in his Musnad. So there will be a blessing not only to us, to the whole ummah, if they practice that. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told us that إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ في مسلم إمام أحمد that the Prophet ﷺ said Allah and his angels will bless those who eat the suhoor. That's another form of blessing. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said إن عليكم بهذا السحور فإنه الغذاء المبارك. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that's a blessed food. Care for it, which is as-suhoor. He said that in the hadith in Sunan al-Nasa'i. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he told us that, because this food, it will give you the strength, the ability to enjoy your fasting, is to focus in your fasting time, not to be, hungry or out of energy. That's why it is highly recommended for you to delay your suhoor. And that's another mistake. A lot of people do their suhoor before they go to sleep, or they do it like 10 o'clock or something like that. You should do it before Fajr. And one of the blessings of suhoor, that it allowed you to wake before Fajr. And we know at the end of the night, that's the best time for you to make dua. The best time to basically Allah to see you praying and doing what pleases him to prepare yourself for Salat al-Fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. In two times in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who ask him forgiveness in the time of al-Sahar, which is the time of the meal of al-Suhoor, which is right before Fajr, right before Fajr. Abu Zinad said, كُنْتُ أَخْرُجُ من السحر إلى مسجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا أمر ببيت إلا وفيه قارئ. When I finish my suhoor and I go to the Masjid al-Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, I found everybody awake and everybody reading Quran or praying. So that means they used to do that. Anas رضي الله عنه, he said between suhoor and fajr adhan is like the amount of reading 50 verses from the Quran. So that means it's very short by the time you end your suhoor and the time that fajr start. So if this is the case, make sure that you care for your suhoor. Make sure that you make your suhoor as late as possible, because one of the barakah of having suhoor that late is that you will definitely pray Fajr on time and you will not miss Salat al-Fajr. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who care about as-suhoor and to make sure that we delay our suhoor, as in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do that, him and his companions. And Amr ibn Maymun said that kana ashab Rasulullah, the Prophet's companion, used to be the one who will break their fast so early, right at the time of iftar, and also they will delay their suhoor very late in the night, as al-Bayhaqi reported. With this, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us and to help us to maximize our effort and to accept our deeds during the month of Ramadan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.